I just wanted to post a quick episode, really quick, just to comment on the sad passing of Nazareth legend, a man with an incredible voice, Dan McCafferty. A short statement on the group's official social media page, a really short post from his longtime bandmate and even longer time friend, Pete Agnew, said this. Dan died at 12:40 today. This is the saddest announcement I ever had to make. Marianne and the family have lost a wonderful, loving husband and father. I have lost my best friend, and the world has lost one of the greatest singers who ever lived. Too upset to say anything more at this time. Pete. An incredibly sad day for Dan's family and friends, of which Pete Agnew had been one since they were school children, long, long before thoughts of a band called Nazareth would come along. Nazareth, of course, had a load of platinum and gold-selling albums to their name. I mean, Hair of the Dog, Razzmanazz, Loud and Proud, Rampant, classic records. They continue to record today. Their latest release, without Dan, who'd retired at this point, came out earlier this year. It was called Surviving the Law, which actually did really well across Europe, including going top 10 in Switzerland. In terms of songs, Broken Down Angel, This Flight Tonight, Bad Bad Boy, Mr. White Bicycle, all top 20 hits in the UK. Love Hurts, of course, another classic, top 10 in the US. It was a number one in Canada, New Zealand, all over the world, and actually became the biggest selling song of all time in Norway. It was number one for something like 14 weeks and well over a year it spent on their charts. Now, they had some huge fans as well, probably none bigger than Guns N' Roses and their singer Axl Rose. The band actually covered Hair of the Dog on the GNR album The Spaghetti Incident, released in 1993, of course. Now, I spoke with Nazareth's Pete Agnew, who today is understandably heartbroken by the loss of his lifelong friend. I spoke with him back on episode 16 of Vintage Rock Pod. I believe it's still one of the most downloaded episodes of the entire series. Now, I'm just going to play a really short clip of that interview. Now, firstly, Pete is Scottish and he's got a broad Scottish accent at that, so that's just a heads up for you. But here he is, Pete Agnew, talking about his good friend, Dan McCafferty. You guys been on the go for over 50 years, formed in the 60s, the classic lineup of yourself, Dan McCafferty, Manny Charlton, Daryl Sweet. But even earlier than that, you've known Dan for many, many years, haven't you, since you were tiny kids?
Yeah, Dan and I was just about to say something, like 150 years, to tell you the truth, the way we're feeling these days. I've known Dan since the very first day we were in school. We sat next to each other when we were 5 years old, and we've been best pals ever since. So that's... 69 years that Dan and I have been best of friends, that we still are.
The other story I've got to ask you about is Axl Rose and Guns N' Roses, and he asked you guys to play at his wedding, didn't he? And then, what was going on there?
And I think he fancied Dan coming along to sing Love Hurts, but as Dan said, I think the length of Love Hurts would have lasted longer than the marriage, so we couldn't do it because we were touring at the time, you know. But Axel's a big Dan fan, you know, and the band were good, they were great. I remember when they started out, they were young guys, Guns N' Roses, they used to come and see us. We played in California. There was one time we did six shows in California and they came to every one of them, you know, in different towns, in different cities. They kind of followed us around, and then they were big bands, and then when they made that album, it just went crazy.
Wonderful Pete Agnew there, such a great guy who will be feeling this so much today. Now, if you want to enjoy the memories of Dan and Pete and Nazareth, then give episode 16 of Vintage Rock Pod a listen. And remember Dan fondly as you listen to Pete telling the stories from the group's incredible career. Then, just put on some Nazareth and enjoy the remarkable vocals of Dan McCafferty. Love her.